Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth. Yesterday's non-news today.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest is Lloyd Langford, who joins us remotely from Australia, and Barry is producing.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week. Those who find themselves ridiculous, sit down next to me. Those who want to get bitten on the arse by a bear, sit down next to me. Woman sits down on toilet and gets bitten on the arse by a bear.
Those who climb Kilimanjaro, sit down next to me. But those who fall down a long drop toilet, don't sit down next to me. Rod tells a story about producer Barry falling into a long drop toilet on Kilimanjaro. Again.
Those who need a double hernia op, don't sit down at all. There's trouble in Testicle Town when Rod's special St. David's Day quiz features a double hernia. Ouch, ouch.
Every loser wins, unless the loser is me, Sean. Sean loses in the quiz again, but suspects that Rod and special guest Lloyd Langford fixed the result because they're lying little shits.
Either way, those are the headlines. Right, okay, our special guest this week for our special St. David's Day festive edition of The Froth is Lloyd Langford.
Lloyd!
Hello.
Formerly of Port Talbot, well, still of Port Talbot, but now residing in lockdown in Melbourne, Australia. Lloyd Langford, good evening.
Good evening. Both of those things are not true. I'm currently in Adelaide, South Australia, footloose and fancy free.
No longer in lockdown in Melbourne, Australia. Now footloose and fancy free in Adelaide, South Australia. God, I bet it's hot there, isn't it?
It's very cold at night, apparently, because it's...
apparently.
...near the desert.
What do you mean apparently, Lloyd? Don't you...
I
mean,
what happens to you at night? You're asleep, are you? Old school.
I didn't bring a coat and I regret the decision, even though it's the summertime.
So hang on a minute, you've been in Australia now for how long?
Well, Rod, I was initially going to be there for a matter of months, and then, as
and then
we know,
the pandemic struck.
World events overcome us.
Yeah, but how long ago did world events overcome us, would you say? Just a reference.
Yeah, well, where's he going to buy a coat from?
In Australia? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do not know. Why don't we put a shout out on social media if anybody knows in Australia a place
where,
to buy a coat?
Where?
Yeah, I don't know. You're right, actually.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm on the road. I haven't toured for a while, and I forgot to pack some things, namely a jacket.
Oh, no.
Lloyd, you've just come off stage in...
Adelaide.
Thanks for joining us. I happen to know you've just come off stage. Where were you? What were you doing?
I've been on tour recently, so we've been to Sydney for a couple of weeks, and we were at the Opera House.
God.
And...
We're still on lockdown.
No, we're in Adelaide. We're doing the Adelaide Fringe here.
Oh, God.
I went to the park yesterday again.
Yeah, we went to the woods.
I took a dog for a walk again yesterday.
Yeah.
And you've been doing the Adelaide Fringe and go to Sydney for 2 weeks.
The Sydney Opera House.
There's a real mixture here of, like, authoritarianism and loose behaviour. So I landed in Adelaide Airport and I was interrogated for about 15 minutes by a guy because you have to have an interview that they'll allow you into South Australia. He wanted my identification. He wanted proof of where I've been the last 2 weeks. He wanted my home address. For some reason, he wanted a recent utility bill, which, unsurprisingly, I didn't have on me.
In your hand luggage.
I don't know if he's trying to get me on a better plan or something.
In your hand luggage, you got an old Swalek bill.
And then 20 minutes after this interrogation, he said to me, "All right, mate, I got good news for you. You've been granted entry into South Australia." And then he gave me this.
What's that?
Which is a raffle ticket.
No way!
And then I had to walk up to a policeman with a gun.
What did he do? Just, go, was it?
There we go, mate.
Are you sure?
And he,
are you sure
and
you
he
haven't been to
past.
A deli rather than just passed into South Australia?
And he,
no, it, yeah, are you sure that wasn't the cloakroom?
Is that where your coat is?
Yeah.
He gave that to a policeman, and he got a tin of marrow from a tombola.
No, I think we've worked out where Lloyd's coat is. Just go and get it, you fool. You've obviously got drunk and forgotten what's happened. You've obviously left your coat in the cloakroom somewhere.
A tin of marrow.
The sort of thing you take in for Harvest Festival.
Yeah. Ma'am, it's Harvest Festival this morning and I haven't done any prep.
I think you're a tin of marrow in the larder.
Just a tin. Oh, my God.
Okay, your first frothy story. So Lloyd's in Adelaide in Australia having a lovely time. We're in lockdown in London, still here in our basement. Okay, your first frothy story this week is this. Alaska woman attacked by bear while using toilet. I should tell you, she's all right.
Wait.
Okay.
Can I ask for some clarification here?
Spoiler alert, yeah. Spoiler alert, she's fine, so we are right to talk about it. I could feel the nervousness and the tension in your silence. Lloyd.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
When you say bear, do you mean a mammal of the ursine variety, or do you mean a very hairy gay man?
Let's read on. Let's read on, shall we?
Okay.
A woman, because it could be either, you're right. A woman in Alaska says she, and I quote, jumped up and screamed after she was attacked by a bear while using the toilet. Shannon Stevens sustained a puncture wound, she's okay, while using a remote outhouse toilet at Chilcat Lake last weekend. After hearing her scream, Ms. Stevens' brother went to see what had caused the injury, only to find a bear's head in the hole of the toilet.
He was actually inside the bowl.
He must be.
Sure, it was a real bear, not like a rug with a bear's head.
She's gone out. This isn't a rug with a bear's head. They wouldn't
sticking
bite
out.
You. They're almost always dead, those rugs.
Yeah, I know, but it still hurt a bit if you landed on the mat.
If it's not dead, it's not a rug. That's good advice, that is.
I wouldn't like to see a spider in there.
No.
I don't know, a bear's head.
That's true. A bear's head.
Now, listen, this brings up lots of stories about people on this podcast, I have to say. I'm looking at you, Sean Harris. I'm looking at you, Barry Castanola.
The rat.
Well, firstly, I'm thinking of you, Sean, with a story we told on the podcast some time ago where you sat on the toilet in our other house in London and a rat jumped out and went straight up your bottom.
I didn't sit on the toilet. I was doing the wash the wash makes it sound like I'm washing
myself. Washing my clothes in the toilet, as you do.
No, I was putting the wash on, like the washing machine, and I saw a rat jump out of the toilet.
What actually happened, Lloyd, was Sian sat down to go to the toilet and a rat jumped up her jacksie. And he's still there, for all we know.
Yeah.
And it also reminds me of Barry falling down a long drop toilet on Kilimanjaro, where he went to a little, I would describe it as a remote outhouse toilet on Kilimanjaro on the first night there, and then fell back, Lloyd, straight down. He fell into the toilet hole and then down the actual pit that has been dug for decades of tourists' feces and
effluent.
Yes, stuff in the toilet. Barry fell
How
in
deep
the
was
toilet.
It? How
in,
deep
I didn't
was it
fall
though?
In. What happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened, right? I didn't fall in it. He went. I asked Rod not to say anything to anyone because I was so embarrassed that I'd even
Barry.
Fallen around it.
And rookie he, mistake. And that, rookie mistake.
This has been the hardest secret I've ever had to keep.
Well, you haven't kept it.
You didn't keep it for 5 minutes. You intentionally, after when you finally stopped laughing, what you did was you repeated the story really loudly, knowing that people in the other tents would hear and ask him what had happened. And actually, what did happen is Rod told me to go to the toilet, and I didn't even need to go to the toilet.
And what?
Sorry, you don't need to listen to Rod when he
tells
you
to
go to the toilet.
No, he was going, I found a clean one. There's a clean one the other side of the campsite. You've got to go. Because we were all horrified by the thought of these long
jobs. You're
so controlling. So I went over. I thought to make
everyone's in tents at this point. So we arrived at a campsite. Everyone's gone to bed. Night, John, by night. Everyone's in their tents, right? You just see a few little torches. People aren't getting ready for bed, doing their thing, right? Suddenly,
that's the sound.
Zip goes up. Barry goes off to the toilet. Okay.
Okay. So
I had been to the toilet already. It's a little wooden shack with a hole in the ground, and you could just hold the door shut if you could. But it wasn't as bad as some of the toilets on there, Barry.
So I thought, just to make sure no one comes in, my quads are pretty strong, but you're in a crouching position after having walked up part of Kilimanjaro that day. I thought, oh, I know what I'll do. The door's locked, but there's like a rope thing there. I'll hold the rope, right, so I've got a bit of weight, so I can then lean back.
Like he's abseiling off, just walking back over the back of a building. Abseiling. You know that bit where you step and walk backwards off the top of the building? Barry is like that position over the hole of a toilet in Kilimanjaro with a door, with a flimsy wooden door as his only support. Barry.
Which came flying open, and I fell back around. He kept telling everyone. He exaggerated the story so much that he told me that I fell into it. I was there for ages, and I came out looking like Morph. That's what
Not
he told people.
A word of an exaggeration.
That no, sounds I, like you I, exaggerating about me having a rat up my jacksie.
Barry came back to the tent. Barry came back to the tent. It was like, you know, in the dark with a cartoon, you could just see eyes blinking. It was like that. It was like that. He was covered in shit and piss, head to foot.
Drop toilet, like, you wouldn't be big enough for you to fall down, would it? Because how would you...
I was imagining something like...
I don't know how he did it.
You know Goonies? You know the film Goonies? There's a massive cave with a pirate ship in it. I was imagining that, but full of shit, that Barry fell down.
No, it is pretty much what he fell down. He fell through the hole, and then beneath the hole, once he was inside the drop thing, that's what it was like in there.
Really?
Something out of Goonies.
I fell around it. But there still would have been probably... splashes of urine and I used up my week supply of sanitizer. Both
Barry came back to the tent. I said, "Where the hell have you been? I fell on the toilet." I've never laughed so much in my life. The whole 5 minutes later, the whole camp was erupting in laughter, coming from every tent in the place. It's Barry outside the tent for how long, Barry? Cleaning every hour and a half, cleaning every millimetre of himself and all his clothes with wet wipes. There's no water, just wet wipes. Yeah. He wet wiped every single millimetre of his clothes inside and out.
Barry.
My God. Such a difficult secret to keep anyway.
At least there wasn't a bear down there.
Yeah, that's true.
It reminds me of both of those stories, Sean and the rat and Barry and the long drop. After, all the porters were calling him Barry Long Drop. I forget what it was. I forget what it is in their local language.
What did they call you, though, on your cake? We had to stand around. And they gave, it was your anniversary, I think, wasn't it? And they gave
you
a cake.
We just got married.
Congratulations cake. Yeah. From the porters.
I wasn't there.
But Rod, they got his name on the cake. What did they put on the cake?
I can't remember.
It was like Rob or something.
Certainly wasn't the main embarrassing thing of that day.
I'm just trying to deflect.
I know. It's not working, is it?
Sorry. Do you remember that cake we had?
Yeah. Hang on a minute.
With the typo on the cake. Yeah.
I bet you felt like a right nana. Yeah.
So there's 50 climbers headed up Kilimanjaro. The one on the end of the photographs is literally head to toe covered in shit. And Barry started deflecting by going, "Do you remember they spelt your name wrong? And congratulations on your wedding cake." I'll never live that down. I think the chef only spelled it wrong because he was laughing so much his piping bag came loose.
Ha 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 ha.
Beth was shaking uncontrollably. So, so this bear.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the chances? So,
what? So
she's
the
okay.
Bear has crawled.
So the bear, the bear's head is sticking out of the toilet.
So he's underneath then.
He must be underneath it, inside, like Barry was.
Inside,
but he's put his head sticking out of the toilet.
Huh?
No, it's like a little shack with a toilet in there, like a hole in the ground or a little.
But underneath is like hollow. So all
underneath
the
is hollow, like Glastonbury, but like without.
A,
you know.
Is it?
You know when I use a public toilet.
I don't want to know about this slide.
I do. What?
We don't want to know about your public toilet usage.
If I'm ever using a public toilet, right, what I do is I go in the cubicle and you.
Hope this is going somewhere, lad.
What? What?
Hope this is going
immediately
somewhere. I mean, is this literally just what you do when you go into a public toilet?
No.
Or is there more to it?
Let me finish.
Is that what you shout when you're in the cubicle?
Let me finish. Yeah.
Whenever I'm using a public toilet, I go in the cubicle and I inspect the environment.
Yeah.
And also, I have a look in the toilet. And I've got to say, in this instance, if I looked in the toilet and there was a bear's head in the toilet, a live bear, nonetheless, growling and snarling
True.
And stuff, I think I'd probably go, I'll check the other cubicle.
I think I'll leave it.
Yeah, well, that is.
Imagine coming out and going, I'll leave it for a minute. There's a live bear's head.
Give
there.
It 10 minutes in there.
I'll leave that for 10 minutes.
Well, that is the luxury of having the choice of a few cubicles, Lloyd. This, you don't get that in a remote outhouse toilet at Chilcat Lake.
I'll go even further then.
Go on then.
Given the scenario this lady found herself in, I would have just gone outside.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, but women often have to go to the toilet. They can't go behind a bush.
Look, anyway, the good news is, so she's gone to the toilet. This isn't the good news. She's gone to the toilet, right? She screamed.
Yes.
Right? And been injured. Now, she treated her wound using a first aid kit, so she's okay.
Right.
So we're okay to talk about this. When she'd gone to the toilet, she'd screamed for her brother, who came out with a head torch to help her. Always handy a head torch, right? Always handy a head
torch.
How
long did he take
to get... We remember that from Kilimanjaro.
How long did he take to find and fit that?
When you're camping, always
wear a head torch. The bear also had a head torch on.
To add insult to injury. She screamed for her brother. He comes out with a head torch, right?
Right.
She points to the toilet. Presumably shouting something like, he's in there, or something. I don't know.
It's in there.
I don't know what she said. I'm imagining.
Oh, she's gendered the bear.
He or she's in
but
there.
What's
it's
going
in
through
there.
The brother's mind? Like, right. Why would I want to look at what you've done in there?
Yeah, he's come out with a head torch on. His sister is screaming and pointing into the toilet. Now, at this point, you've got a choice. I mean, you either go, do you know what? I'll leave it.
Yeah, what? What?
Yeah, we've all done bad ones.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
She pointed into the toilet. And Eric, that's the brother's name, said, this is a quote, right there, at the level of the toilet seat, was a cinnamon-coloured bear face. They ran from the outhouse and into their yurt and stayed there.
They stayed there?
Until it got light. Well, you wouldn't really want to wander around in the wild knowing that there's a bear with shit all over his face.
No, but a bear can get into a yurt. Surely.
I imagine a bear's gone home to wash. Thinking, I'm not doing that again.
What's he doing in there?
My face isn't even supposed to... I'm not even a cinnamon-faced bear.
Outside. He's outside with a packet of wet wipes for an hour and a half.
No wonder he was angry.
The following morning, they noticed bear prints by the fire pit and the outhouse. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch told KTOO News that he thinks the animal was a black bear, so it didn't even have a cinnamon-coloured face.
Oh, yuck. You know what that means.
I know what that means.
Yeah.
She's had a poo all over a black bear.
I think, actually, if you think about the story, I would call this a one-all draw.
Oh my god.
I know. The reason I tell you this story is not for anything we have discussed yet. The reason I tell you this story is nothing to do with Ms. Stevens.
Is that how Winnie the Pooh got his name?
No. Good guess. The reason I tell you this story is nothing to do with Ms. Stevens.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with Alaska. It's nothing to do with a cinnamon-faced black bear. It's nothing to do with a remote outhouse. In fact, it's nothing to do with that story at all. It is simply that this story is on the BBC website. And underneath there are related stories. And this is all I've got for you, but this is the reason I brought the whole thing up. Underneath on the related stories on the BBC website is this headline. Spider bites Australian man on penis. Again.
Oh, God. Wow!
Again!
If that isn't his pet, that's a massive coincidence.
That's mad. Why is he still hanging around with
him? I don't know. That's all I've got. I haven't even bothered. I haven't even bothered printing off the story. Spider bites Australian man on penis again. He's thinking, next time I clean this shed, I'm going to put some fucking pants on. I've had enough of this. I'm just about enough of this.
Next time I'm sweeping up this old pile of wood shavings, I'm going to put some pants on.
I'm going to do it in my underpants. Yeah, Note to self.
They say once bitten, twice shy, but yeah. I've been overconfident here.
That's why I didn't print the story off. I'd rather leave it in our imaginations because you go, how many times is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't even say twice.
It could be more than again. Twice. Just, oh, yeah.
It sounds like the spider bears a particular grudge against this guy.
That's the thing. It doesn't even say if it's the same spider. That's what I love about the story. There's so much in that headline. Spider bites Australian man on penis again. Is it the same spider? How many times has it happened?
Is it in a web?
Is it in a web? Where is it? What's going on? I love it. I don't want to read the story. I just want it to remain and linger in our imagination.
Again.
Is it the same? In my mind, it's the same spider. Yeah. And he keeps doing it.
Yeah. And he's like, fuck
off. And
there's
a lot of spite and malice in it.
And then does he want people to then suck the poison out?
Ooh.
Don't get caught. Sounds like a scam to me. He goes round to the neighbours and he's like, oh, you'll never guess what's happened.
Again.
What? They're like, on the penis again. What, again, mate?
Again?
That's the fourth time this week.
I'll go on then. Fourth time this week.
All right, but this is the very last time.
Seriously, mate, you should put some shorts on.
How come he's always on the? How come he's always right at the base?
So funny.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, as a special, very special Froth podcast, we are going to have a St. David's Day quiz.
Woo!
And I have put together, for your amusement and entertainment and enjoyment and celebration of St. David's Day, a very special St. David's Day quiz. Have you got your fingers on a buzzer, Lloyd?
Yes.
So you've got a buzzer, but no jacket. Sian, fingers on buzzers.
Pardon?
Fingers on buzzers.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We always start easy here on the Froth quizzes. St. David's Day quiz. You can play along at home. Who am I? You've got to wait for the end of the question.
Come on. Why are you dressed like a Formula One racing driver?
I have got a very special WRU full Welsh kit, this is.
What's with the hat?
The hat is non-Welsh issue.
Okay, international.
Who am I? I'm the patron saint of Wales, thought to have died on March the 1st, a date now known as St. David's Day and buried at St. David's Cathedral in St. David's, Pembrokeshire. But who am I?
St. David.
Got a buzz.
Dewi Sant.
Yeah, but you didn't wait till the end of the question, then buzz.
Dewi Sant.
Or?
St. David.
St. David is right. Come on, Lloyd.
What?
Well, it's a quiz.
What?
No, I know you said the first question was going to be easy, but I was waiting for the twist at the end of that.
There isn't a twist. The first question is always really easy. It's usually the name of the quiz.
Okay.
Don't get aggressive with me. You don't see that on bloody Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, do you? Chris Tarrant doesn't read a question. The contestant goes, what? What do you want from me?
Chris Tarrant doesn't read any questions anymore.
It's Jeremy Clarkson. Okay, I'm not giving you a point for that. It's not in the quiz. St. David's Day quiz. 1 point to Sean in the lead.
Yes.
Culture. Why is the leak...
Here we go.
Why is the leak said to be the national emblem of Wales?
Bzzzt.
Lloyd Langford.
I think there were a lot of them about when they were deciding.
Deciding what? What to have as the emblem?
On the emblem. Yeah, I mean...
There was a lot
during the meeting. The Welsh climate. Just
like
around.
Onions.
Yeah.
Like there's always...
Yeah, we all know the climate. There's no pineapples or papayas or dragon fruit.
So the Welsh elders called together a meeting and went, what should we have as our emblem? And they just went... It seemed to be surrounded. Well, seeing as we've held the meeting in a leek field, should we just have the... Is the wrong answer, Lloyd Langford? Is it A? I'll help you out with some multiple choice answers. The leek is the national emblem of Wales. Is it thought to be A, because Welsh soldiers wore leeks to distinguish them from their Anglo-Saxon enemies? Is it B, St. David was flogged with leeks for refusing to wear underwear during religious ceremonies? Or is it C, Welsh women ate copious amounts of leek to repel overbearing admirers?
Bzzz, A.
Bzzz. Yeah, it's definitely A.
Definitely A. Sean gets in there first is the right answer.
So hang on, so Welsh soldiers would be like, hang on, I won't shoot you because you're wearing a leek.
Yeah.
And I'll shoot this guy who hasn't got... What if he'd just eaten his leek?
What about if they had their back turned?
Yeah.
They had them front and back.
Right, okay. What
is
about
that big leek hats?
Can I ask one other quick question?
Yeah.
Why would Welsh women eating copious amounts of leek repel overbearing admirers?
Because your breath stinks with leek.
Yeah,
does it?
Welsh men.
Yeah. Does it?
Welsh men aren't fussy.
It doesn't say Welsh admirers.
Oh, right, any
overbearing
admirer.
Well, have you never eaten raw leek, Barry?
Not raw leek, no, but I've eaten plenty of leek. I like to think I'm a bit of a... Well, not, I wouldn't say a connoisseur, but I'm certainly au fait with a leek.
I know a guy who ate his daffodil on St. David's Day in primary school.
Okay, next question. Cuisine. If you ordered a full Welsh breakfast... And the waiter said, you want lava bread with that, but... What would he be offering you?
Bzzzt.
Lloyd.
Lava bread. It's like a sort of boiled seaweed.
Yeah, he would indeed be offering you lava bread. Absolutely right. If the waiter said, you want lava bread with that, he would be offering you lava bread. Technically, I'll have to give you a point.
I gave you that. It's a boiled sort of seaweed.
It is absolutely boiled... Seaweed. Next question.
Yeah.
How do you make a Welsh rarebit? Fingers on buzzers. Sean.
Put the grill Bzzzt. On and then put cheese on a piece of bread.
Oh my God.
Lloyd?
That's just cheese on toast. What? It's amateur hour, yeah?
What's that?
That's not even cheese on toast. That was put the grill on.
Put the grill on.
Then put some cheese on some bread. I mean, what the grill's doing on, I don't know.
To heat the house.
The grill's just on in the background in Sean's recipe. It's essentially just a slab of cheese on a piece of bread.
Just add some warmth to the occasion.
So yours is just bread and cheese.
I've never had Welsh
with a grill on in the background. It's not that.
What is it?
Lloyd, you passed.
No, you shred the cheese, you would melt it, and you would
add to it...
You
say shred, do you mean, would grate a word you've ever heard?
You get your pulled cheese.
No, like putting it through one of those admin things that you get rid of bank statements.
First step. Let's do this. First up, you spiralise your cheese.
Okay. Yeah.
You grate your cheese. You don't shred cheese. Shred
you grate the cheese, right?
Yeah. Then you grate your cheese, yeah.
Uh-huh. You would melt it in a saucepan with, I mean, there's various different things you add in. You would add in Worcestershire sauce. You would add in beer sometimes, or stout. You would add in mustard powder. You basically make like a sort of liquidy, sort of cheesy roux. And then you pour that on top of toast, and then you cook that under the grill.
So what I said was right, then. You put some cheese on some bread.
I've probably missed out the stage.
I've never heard it done like that, Lloyd. I've only ever heard it... I tell you what. According to the 1747, this is the only recipe I can find.
1747?
Come
according to the 1747 cookbook, The Art of Cookery... by Hannah Glass in 1747. So nearly 300 years ago, this goes back away, this recipe. To make a Welsh rarebit, toast the bread on both sides. That's what you forgot, John, the whole toasted element.
Well, she didn't have a grill.
Then toast the cheese on one side. Lay it on the toast and with a hot iron, what? Brown the other side.
Right. I think so she's a bit
just
mad.
She's ironing it, basically.
Right.
She's putting the cheese on it and then iron it.
Was she burnt at the stake as a witch?
She says, you may rub it over with mustard.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
After you've ironed it, obviously.
I said mustard powder.
You did
say mustard. And Lloyd, I've never heard your recipe where you put the cheese in a pan and melt it up and make a kind of gloopy cheese. I've only ever seen it where you make the toast, then you put the cheese on top and you toast it again so the cheese is sort of toasted on top of the bread. That's what I would have gone with. I agree with you about the number of other ingredients, mustard powder, Worcestershire sauce, whatever you fancy. I'm going to give Lloyd the point because yours was just bread on cheese with a grill on in the house somewhere. In the background. I tell you what, interesting. She's got. Do you know how to make an English rarebit according to Hannah Glass in 1747? It's pretty much the same. But after you've stirred in the mustard, it says when you've got enough, lay it on the bread and then just brown it with a hot shovel.
Where'd you get a hot shovel from?
What could be simpler than just brown it off with a hot shovel then at the end?
You know when you say 1747,
yeah.
Do you mean like hundreds of years ago or do you mean quarter to six?
No, I mean hundreds of years ago, like. I don't use the 24-hour clock, like, as you well know.
Also, I'd love to meet somebody who'd named their cookbook after the 24-hour clock.
Well, it's just before dinner time, isn't it?
Yeah. Just brown it off with a hot shovel.
Just use a hot shovel.
Yeah, that's the English version. English rarebit, that is for, in her recipe book.
Okay.
Let's move on to sport. How do you feel about sport, Sean?
Hate it.
You hate it? Okay. Yeah. Lloyd? Well, you hate all sport?
Yeah.
Okay. Lloyd, how do you feel about sport?
I'm more of a pastimes guy.
What? What, that magazine that you get in a binder about the past?
No, like hot...
Are you talking about Pastimes magazine that comes with a Sunday paper?
Pastimes magazine that comes with little ornaments that you keep on a shelf.
No, you know, pastimes are like things that sort of like occupy you like a hobby or something, but it's not necessarily a sporting event.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I like snooker.
Okay. Well, it could be a snooker question. You could be in luck. Okay. Lots of great Welsh snooker players, of course. Ray Reardon, Terry Griffiths, Matthew Stevens.
Yeah. Mark Williams.
I mean, let's not get caught up in this. There's lots of them. Established that. Which Welsh rugby star?
Mark Stevens from Leith.
Oh, can we just talk about snooker?
Or is it Matthew Stevens, actually?
Matthew Stevens. He went to my school.
I'm going to deduct a point for that from both of you.
Why?
Insurrection.
I'm enjoying the quiz now.
Insurrection.
Okay, go on then.
Which Welsh rugby star... was selected for the 1997's British Lions Tour of South Africa, but was forced to go home with a double, not a single, a double hernia.
Oof.
Oof. Oof, oof.
What is the hernia?
Double oof.
What is a double hernia?
I don't know. It's something like when you sit down so hard that your testicles appear on your shoulders. Like that.
I'm not sure that's it.
I'm not sure if that is
it. It is. I had a friend who had a hernia and he couldn't even wear a backpack.
Yeah, but women can get it as well, can't they?
Eh?
Women can get them as well.
Women can only get it if a man sits down so hard on a sofa with a woman that it goes down his legs, up to her leg, and up onto her shoulder.
Okay.
Very rare.
So who did this?
Which Welsh rugby star was selected for the 1997 British that you can play along at home? British Lions tour of South Africa, but had to return home because of a double hernia. Oof, oof.
Yeah.
I will offer you, seeing as it's a special St. David's Day event, I will offer you a phone a friend option.
Woo!
Okay. Sean.
Yeah?
You've got 3 seconds to choose
what?
Your phone a friend option. Go!
Okay, got 3
Welsh
seconds.
Welsh person.
Welsh someone,
person, 2 seconds, 1 second, and...
Okay, Mally and Reese.
Okay.
That's the last person I worked with.
Mally and Reese, or from Tourist Trap,
yes,
actor.
Welcome Strangers.
Welcome Strangers.
We recorded the other day.
You worked with her the other day?
Yeah.
Okay. Does she know anything about rugby?
No idea.
Well, it's difficult under
pressure. She may know about hernias.
It is difficult under pressure. So, Mally and Reese. Okay, let's get Mally and Reese on the phone, please, Barry, if we can, for Sian's phone a friend. There she is.
Hey, hello.
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 Yeah.
Hello, Shady T. You okay?
Hello.
Yeah, I am, diolch.
Oh, showing off with a bit of Shady T.
It's our first language.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Yes.
Yeah. No, no. Don't listen to him, love.
Diolch yn fawr iawn for joining us in the St. David's Day special.
No worries.
Love.
Yeah.
What's my doing?
Bit you need.
Good question.
Ti'n mynd i ateb question.
A bit i...
Rugby.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Listen, we're in the middle.
Sian's really dropped you in
this. I have really dropped you in this, Mally, because I have no idea.
So, we've come to that point in the quiz, St. David's Day quiz.
Who's in the lead? Am I losing?
I'm not sure who's in the lead at the moment. We'll work it out later. But right now, there's a question about rugby. And Sian, admittedly, she only had 3 seconds to decide who she was going to ring.
Rod gave me 3 seconds.
She has chosen you.
That was Mally. A bad choice.
Yes.
I wanted to have a chat.
That's what I thought. That's what I said.
Right.
A bad, bad choice.
Come on. Right, what's the question? You have to remind me. I don't even know what the question is.
Tim Barod, you ready?
Have I got a time limit? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, have you?
You've got 30 seconds.
Oh, Tim Barod? My gosh.
Tim Barod, you ready?
Pedavexo.
Okay.
Okay.
Stay calm. The important thing here is to stay calm. Deep breaths. Focus. Okay. The next voice you hear, I mean, you've heard it already, you probably recognise it, will be Sian's.
But what's the question?
The question is there on the piece of paper. Don't look at the answer.
Don't show her the answer.
I won't. Don't worry. Hey, Lloyd, I've been doing this a long time. I'm putting my hand in front of it. I think it's covering almost all of it.
Your webbed hand.
I'm putting my webbed finger in front of it. And if she can see through that... you can see through behind it if you shine a light behind it, but we're not doing that today. You can see straight through the flesh.
I know the web bit. Yeah.
You could put your pin number on it.
Okay.
That's a good idea, actually.
It is a really good idea. Where did you put your
I think you're out of
your
time.
Oh. Diolch, Mally, am I not?
No, here we go. The next one's
your chance. Okay, Mally, ti'n barod, you ready? Mally, which Welsh rugby star was selected for the 1997 British Lions tour of South Africa, but was forced to go home with a double hernia?
I was 3. That's not fair.
Who's that?
Hey. Sorry if you think that history only started the day you were born.
I don't know, love. Double hernia.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Put a clock on it, Barry. Get some tension. Get some pressure on you.
I don't even know what a double hernia is.
Any of the players that play now still played then? Like, is it the same
player? So any players now? I mean, yeah, some of the Welsh team are in their 50s.
Are they? You never know.
This guy was on the 1997 British Lions tour. Had to come back because of a double hernia. He's still playing today. Yeah, he's still playing now. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on a mobility scooter. He's very difficult to tackle.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
He's got his plums in the basket in front after the hernia operation. Just draped over the basket on the front.
No wonder no one got near him. I think that's a fair enough question.
Okay, we'll have to hurry you. Five,
Gavin
four.
Henson.
Oh, is it Gavin Henson?
Is it Gavin Henson?
A good guess. Is it right? It's not right.
Oh, man. Who would have thought?
Thank you for trying. It was a good guess, though. It was a good guess. It wasn't even. You weren't even far off with the time thing.
Wasn't he like Dream Bachelor on that show? Imagine if it, like Dream Bachelor guy had a double hernia.
That doesn't make him ineligible for being
a bachelor. No, but you'd want him to sort that out first.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I used to fancy him when I was little.
Did
actually.
You?
Yeah.
Lovely tan.
Yeah.
Lovely tan.
The smooth legs.
Yeah. All those legs.
Oh,
smooth
lovely.
Legs.
Beautiful.
Mm. Oh, well.
Mally, it's been a pleasure.
We'd all just take a moment, shall we?
Yeah, we all did.
Just think of those smooth, smooth legs.
Too much gel in his hair for me.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah.
What about the legs, lad?
Oh, yeah, I like these legs. They're gel free.
That's it, Mally. That's all we need from you. You are free to go. Thank you so much for joining us. Diolch yn fawr iawn. Happy St. David's Day.
Happy St. David's Day.
Happy St. David's Day.
Cheers, Mally. Diolch yn fawr. Okay, Sean, unlucky there. Gavin Henson, good guess. No points. On to Lloyd. Lloyd, phone a friend. Take your time. You've got plenty of time. I hurried, Sean, so you've now got plenty of time to make up your mind who you want to call. It's a rugby question.
That is not fair. How is it fair?
It's not. Life's not fair.
How come I get 3 seconds and Lloyd gets...
I don't know. Life's not fair.
Well, I'm in Australia, so I'm forward in time.
You're already... Yeah, but you're already winning.
There's quite a lot of delay on the line, so Lloyd
needs
longer.
You're in a lovely hot country with freedom.
Yeah, we haven't got a jacket.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I did a corporate once at the Millennium Stadium and I had a really bad gig, but...
oh, no! Our corporates are awful, aren't they?
I think Scott Quinnell was there, the former Welsh international, second row, I think he was, and I got his number.
Number 8, played number 8 a lot. Don't forget that.
Did you get his number, Lloyd?
Scott Quinnell.
Yeah, not just 8, I got his actual full number.
I think that's fake.
Well, you saw what Sean went for Mally Rees there, and not much joy there. Lloyd, a much more sensible option, gone for a legendary Welsh...
Hang on.
A legendary Welsh player from a legendary Welsh rugby-playing family, the Quinnells.
So Lloyd is going to phone a rugby player?
Yeah, you had your choice.
I don't know any rugby players.
Scott, thank you very much for joining us. This
thank
is Sean.
You. Hello. Diolch yn wneudon.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hello.
And you can also see Lloyd Langford there in Adelaide, Australia.
Hello, Scott.
Oh, hang on. Oh, there we are. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How's it going?
How's Australia?
Oh, it's hot and I can leave the house, so I'm happy.
It does, though, but you still look like you're in a room like we are. kind of looks the same to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't got any framed Welsh international rugby jerseys behind me.
That's true.
I don't look as cool as
you. Yeah, I bought them off my dad.
who are those jerseys from, Scott? Where'd you get them? eBay?
Yeah. Well, actually, that one is from Australia.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
So I got the first Test Lions jerseys there. I got this 97 Lions jerseys there. And I got somebody did a lovely photo. Well, it's actually a painting because I've been able to make myself look skinnier. I've added more red to the and more blonde. That's the first time we beat South Africa in 99.
Ah, what we want here is the contents of your head. That's why we've rung.
It's a massive quiz, Zed.
Massive quiz.
Yeah. Well, my head is massive. The inside of it is quite rattly.
Yeah.
the outside is really, really big. It's like in fairness, right? It's like an Amazon package. It's like it's mostly box. If you're going to be like,
is your brain sort of wrapped in like brown, big brown paper and stuff like that?
Brown paper, and also because it's got blow up plastic in there, which blows your mind.
You've got like just, a
polystyrene curls.
Yeah. Inflatable plastic pouches around the side of your brain there.
Exactly. And every now and again, when I get bored, I pop them.
Maybe you didn't ring the right person, Lloyd. We're in the middle.
No, I have full faith in Stockwell.
Okay, so we're in the middle of a very special St. David's Day a froth podcast special, Scott. We're in the middle of a St. David's Day quiz that I've put together for Sian and Lloyd.
It's very tense.
But there's a phone a friend option. There's a phone a friend option. Sian rang Mally Rees, the actor. Don't know why, because it's a sport question. Lloyd, more sensibly, rang you. So the next voice you hear will be Lloyd Langford's. You've got 30 seconds to answer his question. Lloyd, do you remember the question?
Yes.
Okay, take it away.
Scott, hello. Which Welsh rugby player was selected for the 1997 British Lions tour to South Africa but couldn't make the squad because he found himself with a double hernia? That's two times a hernia. Twice as much hernia.
Oh, I don't know. Well, it could have been me, but I had a double hernia. I went home from the tour with a double hernia. I watched the test series from a caravan down in West Wales, a lovely caravan. It had a bar, it had Sky Sports, it had the lock, but it was a lovely caravan. So I would say it was me, but I did go on the tour. So is it a trick question?
No.
Is it you?
No,
then?
I reckon.
It's me.
I reckon it was you.
So it's you.
It was me, but I did go on the tour, so it's
let me read you the question.
And I had a double hernia.
Let me read you the question. I mean, it'd be a hell of a coincidence if there was two of you had to go home with a double hernia, wouldn't it?
I know.
Quadruple hernia.
But say that though, what do you do when you've been on tour for 2 months?
Which? There's the question. Because Lloyd's changed the wording slightly, and that might have affected the answer. Which Welsh rugby star was selected for the 1997 British Lions tour of South Africa, but was forced to go home with a double hernia?
So was it you?
Well, that makes more sense. It was Moa.
And you went to what? A caravan in West Wales with a bar.
Talk us through it, Scott.
From the decision I ever made.
Talk us through it from the top. What happened?
Well, from the top, I came home from Wigan Rugby League to Richmond because I wanted to go on a British and Irish Lions tour, and that was the only way I could. So I came back from there because there's a little bit of Lions history in my family because my father went on 3 British Lions tours. My uncle Barry John went on 2 British Lions tours. My godfather, Merv the Swerve, went on 2 British Lions tours. My brother's godfather, J.J. Williams, went on 2 or 3 British Lions tours. My brother's godfather, Gareth Jenkins, coached the Lions tour. My mother's cousin, second removed, Roy Burgess, went on Lions tours. So I thought perhaps I could get on one.
Yeah. I'll stop you there, Scott. You're quite right. There's definitely more Lions history in your family than ours, I think.
probably.
So, yeah, I can see a pattern.
Probably.
So you basically, growing up, you had to go.
I was desperate to go. And the good thing about it, I got on the tour. But to go on the tour, I have to have 2 injections into my groin. Because I was struggling with a bit of an injury. And after 5 weeks, the painkillers and the injections wore off. And hardest decision I ever had to make was go to St. Ian McGeachan and say to him, I'm not fit enough to continue. So that's why I ended up watching their series in a caravan down in Aberporth in West Wales. With, like I said, it was the bar was full, the sky was on. We won the test series. I was a little part of it, and I was absolutely delighted we won the test series. But a quick answer, it was me who had a double hernia. I had to go home.
Lloyd, your choice to ring Scott Quinnell seems to have really paid
much
off.
Much better than my choice, isn't it?
Can I just say, right, this 30 seconds is the best 30 seconds that I've ever had in my life. It's like Dr. Who's come and taken time and given us 5 minutes. Very kind of him.
So you ended up, you went on the 97 Lions tour. You went on there, dream come true, but was struggling with a double hernia the whole time. So came home, couldn't do it in the end. Got too much. You came home and you watched the rest of the series, the Lions series, in a caravan in Aberporth with the double hernia.
Amazing.
And is it true? Because I've read that. Is it true that if a double hernia, the testicles actually go up onto your shoulders?
Well, to be honest, I got to be honest with you, I'm not sure whether it's the double hernia, Rod, right? Or, watching the brilliant program you've been doing on telly the last couple of weeks. But I decided to start training in lockdown a little bit, right? And I did kettlebells. And I'm not sure if you've ever done kettlebells, right? But when you're 48, I did kettlebells for the first time in 15 years. And I didn't realise that I only now have got to move 6 inches downwards into a squat before my testicles hit the floor. So it's the strangest feeling. I didn't know, I've got to be honest, I hadn't looked in a while and I didn't know they got that low. So the older I get, the better I am at kettlebells.
You wait till you get to my age. I honestly, sometimes I can't get them out of the house. I drag them to the front door, but there's a little lip to get over our doorstep. It's only about a centimetre high, but I can't get them over this. I have to drag them
You're
over there sometimes.
You're dreading the end of lockdown, aren't you?
Old wet leather footballs from the 50s.
Tell me about it. When I'm 50, I'm not going to have a facelift. I'm going to have a ball lift.
Lloyd is so young, he's still got those, like, the silver flyaway ones that go shooting over the bar when you give them a kick and they take off in the wind, don't they, Lloyd, yours? My balls, I can't, honestly, it's like trying to get an old Alsatian out the house now.
Mine are stuck on the couch as well because I've got a leather couch. I've got to be careful now what shorts I wear, because if the shorts are too small, you go to make a cup of tea and then it's like half the couch is with you.
Yeah, don't wear small leather shorts. Don't wear small shorts on a leather couch.
Yeah, there we are. There's our advice.
Shorts. Yeah, go on. It's the next phase.
Hey, listen, right, we'll leave you to. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
Quinnell is the right answer. Who was forced home with a double hernia from the British Lions tour of South Africa 1997? Lloyd Langford, correct. 1 point. The answer was Scott Quinnell. Scott Quinnell came through for you. Congratulations. Lovely to see you, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, all. Scott.
See you.
Stay safe. Cheers.
Come on. Come on us.
Lloyd wins it. He takes the quiz. Inspired choice of phone a friend.
Lloyd phoned the guy who was the answer to the question.
Coincidentally, Lloyd, the only rugby player Lloyd had met was the person it happened to be, was the answer to the question. The answer was never going to be Mally Rees, I'll tell you that now. I knew that as soon as you said it.
Well, her name's Mally Ann Rees.
Well, she just put Mally Rees on the screen. That's why I'm calling her Mally
Rees. Well, she's omitted that.
Yeah, she's got her name wrong as well. Jesus. I mean, you definitely rang the wrong person there. She can't even get her own name right.
I meant to phone Mally Ann Rees.
That's the wrong one. Right, Lloyd, that is all we've got time for. Thanks very much for joining us and congratulations once again for being victorious in the special St. David's Day quiz.
Bye, Lloyd.
Thank you both.
See you, pal.
But not Barry.
Why? Why?
Why?
Stinging the tail there from Lloyd Langford as he little part in shot. Little go at Barry, which we always like to see.
Why? Why?
Don't know. Time to choose our froth of the week for the frothiest story. Actually, we only did one story.
Yeah, so
that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Froth of the week is the only story we did, which was the beer one. Right, that's all we got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to special guest Lloyd Langford and the amazing Josh Phillips, creator of the new Froth theme tune with brass by Johnny Thirkle.
Thanks to Scott Quinnell and Mally-Ann Rees. And don't forget, you can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra frothy content, including unseen bits and exclusive behind-the-scenes videos. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe. Rate us at 5 stars. Spread the word. Tell your friends. This podcast was a Clanbobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.